talk about the legislation that's sitting on the Senate floor right now, which does allow for those exceptions.
So
let's also talk about Hillary Clinton's position. Let's talk about what extreme is. It's not a life until it leaves the hospital. That's Hillary Clinton's position. It's Hillary Clinton's position that a 13-year-old girl needs her mother's permission to go to a tanning salon or get a tattoo, but not to get an abortion. It's Hillary Clinton's position that women should not be permitted to look at an ultrasound before an abortion, and yet people who are trying to harvest body parts can use ultrasound to make sure that those body parts are preserved so they can be sold. That, Jake, is extreme.
Do you, just to clarify, do you think there should be an exception for rape and incest?
I would really be delighted if, for once, the media would ask Hillary Clinton about the extremism of her position.
Well,
it's not a life until it leaves the hospital. My position is very clear. It's been clear and consistent ever since I ran for the Senate in 2010. Anyone can look it up. Yes, I support exceptions. But the majority of the American people now believe that abortion for any reason at all, to be paid for by taxpayers after 5 months, is an abomination. And this videotape, whether you're a pro-choice woman or a pro-life woman, this videotape is depraved. The casual nature with which these people are talking about fetuses and tissue and specimens. I tell you what, if a woman was looking at that ultrasound at that same stage in her pregnancy, the doctor would not be talking about fetuses or specimens or tissues. They would be saying, look at your baby's heartbeat, look at your baby's eyes, look at your baby's organs.
Carly Fiorina, thank you so much.